This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The ACLU of Texas has filed a third lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of hanging the Ten Commandments in public schools. Texas Public Radio's education reporter Camille Phillips tells us this lawsuit is a class action case.
Two federal district judges in two separate cases have already ruled that the school districts named in their lawsuits can't display the Ten Commandments. The ACLU maintains that the rulings should apply to all Texas school districts, but the Attorney General's office has sued school districts that aren't named in the lawsuits but haven't hung the posters. The goal of the new class action lawsuit is to cover all school districts in the state. It's brought by 18 Texas families. The first named defendant is Schertz Cibolo Universal City ISD in the San Antonio area. But there are also defendants in the North Texas, Austin, and Houston areas. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
After being called a foreign terrorist organization by Governor Greg Abbott, the Council on American Islamic Relations is taking legal action against Abbott's proclamation from November 18th. CARE board member and attorney John Floyd spoke on Hello Houston.
He's putting people in the community in danger. I'm really fearful about what this is going to do. We're getting hate calls at CARE's office. I'm getting hate calls at my private law firm. And it's all because this governor is using fear and hate to try to gin up his base.
Floyd says this is the fourth time they've sued Governor Abbott over illegal, unconstitutional actions on the part of the state of Texas. CARE is calling for the proclamation to be overturned. CARE maintains it is not on the State Department's list of foreign terror groups. The city of Houston is launching a first-of-its-kind firearm injury dashboard. It tracks clinical data, first responder data, and mortality records for firearm injuries. Michael Atkinson reports.
The firearm injury dashboard is live on the Houston Health Department's website now, and the advocates behind it say it reveals a troubling trend. While overall firearm-related injuries that resulted in hospitalization have gone down over the last 4 years, unintentional shootings of children and young adults are becoming more prevalent. Here's Houston City Council member Abby Kamen, who led the effort.
There's about a 70% gap between hospital visits and what we have in terms of police reports, revealing hundreds of injuries a year, people who we couldn't help because we didn't know about it.
The dashboard will be updated quarterly throughout the year. This year, emergency departments report 1,874 people came with gunshot injuries across Houston. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Rockets are back on the court today. They take on the Sacramento Kings just days after losing to the Utah Jazz 133-125. It is currently 44 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We are set up for a high of 67 degrees later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.